There we go.
Linda's not here yet. But she's the chairman.
You're the chairman.
Okay, huh?
You're the chairman of the Liquor Commission.
Okay. Yeah, we call the Liquor Commission committee meeting to order. Oh, I'm trying to think, they're not here either. Cold Blazers. So.
Chairman here.
Yeah, we don't have either one of them here yet, so we.
Can't really get started.
Can't really start.
Does TIF money pay for hot water heaters?
No.
I didn't.
Because it's something that can be removed.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do about this meeting?
Well, I have to wait a few more minutes and see.
Yeah, I'll find it and send it to you.
Okay, call the Liquor Commission meeting to order. We have Janice Cold Blazer that's applying for her liquor license. That she already has one, but, and they're just moving their business, but they're renaming it, so. I think the state wanted a new license issued. So on me, Pat's here to represent Janice, I think.
She's covering for me at PJ's.
Can I ask something? The license that you give her to begin with, were they a parlor license or they were just?
We don't have a parlor license. We've never created a parlor license.
Okay, because I know.
So I don't know if that's something we need to do.
Canton don't want them at all.
Huh?
Canton doesn't want them at all. And I was just wondering if she.
We just gave them one of our other, that was issued under, what was the name of it? But they just do beer and wine.
Yeah, just beer and wine.
Okay, that's not a problem, I just wanted to know.
Yeah, because I thought about after, you know, they applied and we gave it to them, it's like, we don't actually have a parlor license.
Yeah, because it come up before. Okay.
And what they're doing, they're not actually doing, you know, they'll be transferring this.
Yeah.
I know we don't have any extra license, so.
We have one.
But they'll forfeit this one.
Correct.
Once they close.
When they close.
Yeah.
Because they're not gonna be open at the same time.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm sorry, go ahead. I wanted to clear that first before you started.
You wanna say anything, Pat?
Just that, right now, we are remodeling the new place. And it'll be done in a couple of weeks, but then we'll just have to wait on the state of Illinois to issue our new gaming license. So, first time around, it took us 6 months, but they're telling us that we've been through the background check. And we've been through it once, so hopefully it won't take as long. We're thinking maybe 3 months. So it'll be probably May before we actually move. But what we're planning on doing is once we get all that lined up, we'll shut the old PJs down for 2 or 3 days while we move everything, and then reopen the new ones. So.
Okay. Yeah, just that, you know, we can't have both of them open at the same time, basically, so. Transferring the license, so.
But are we transferring these licenses, or is he getting a new license?
Well, one will be.
It'll be the same license. It'll just be under a different name.
So one will be, canceled.
So it's actually a new license next year.
Since it's got a new name.
Yeah.
But will it use his old number off his old license?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know how the state does it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, because we don't issue one number here.
Yeah, okay, all right.
They usually pay, I think you guys pay once a year.
Right.
So it's just, yeah.
Well, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, we welcome any business. I mean, that's just my opinion. What's yours, David?
I don't see that it's hurting a darn thing. They're already there, actually. They're just 5 or 6 blocks up the road.
That's right. Skip, hop, and a jump.
Can I carry my dirt to the new place?
I don't see a problem with that.
I don't know if anybody knew, but we're presently renting the old subway. building, and the landlord let us know that they want to open up a sandwich shop in the facility, so that's why we started looking. And we thought we were going to have to move right away, and then they changed their mind on the time frame.
What kind of sandwich shop?
I don't know. I really couldn't.
You don't know that. Sandwiches. No. Cold lunch meat sandwiches.
No.
Yeah. But I think they've been saying that for a few years now.
Thank you.
It's never occurred. So.
Yeah.
So,
that is.
It is what it is. That's just where we decided to look for our own place.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about a landlord anymore.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Okay, somebody want to make a recommendation, and then we can close out this meeting and...
I'll make a recommendation, yes, that we go with this.
Okay. Okay, then we'll vote on it later. Chairman, you want to start the TIF committee?
Not until 6:15.
Oh.
6:13. Me or okay?
Okay.
Gaming. Same place for liquor license. You want to tell us what you're doing with that, or what's on your...
Basically, most of the work is inside. Water heater put in, and we're putting in an ADA bathroom. There was one existing bathroom, but it was not certified for handicap. So off the main room there was a bedroom that we're turning into an ADA bathroom. So it'll be a new stool, a new sink, and all the regulations in that bathroom. And we took out two inside walls to make one big open space for the games, and we have like a 6-foot bar that we serve from when people want a beverage, and we'll have 6 games in the main room, and then we'll also have, a lotto machine. We sell lotto tickets, scratch offs, and regular tickets. And then just off the main room is another bedroom, which we're going to be using for storage. And it also has an existing kitchen, and that's one more. Basically, it'll be like a break room, the kitchen. Really won't serve any purpose other than maybe. You know, like employees want to eat, bring their meal and eat in that area. I spent the last 2 days painting the inside, and that's almost finished. We put in a new flooring, new the vinyl planks, and let's see, the lighting is pretty much staying the same on the inside. We didn't have to do a whole lot of changes to the lighting, but we're adding outlets. We have to add outlets for the games. Each game has a designated outlet, and we're going to put up a new outside sign with lighting and put some lighting in the there's a parking lot in the rear. We're going to put some outside lighting because it's pretty dark right now, and. So we're gonna put some lighting up there to help improve that. Let's see. So I've got Brian Wickert doing electrical work, and we've got a plumber from Canton that's putting in a new water heater and doing all the plumbing for the new bathroom. And that's just about it.
Quality blacktop your parking lot.
Pardon?
Your parking lot, seal code and repair.
Oh yeah, the front parking lot, which has a blacktop surface right now. We're gonna, and it's got some damage to it, so we're going to also have that repaired and sealed and painted. And we'll have handicap parking out front, and then the public parking in the back. So we've got a bid on that resurfacing from Bader's.
Okay.
I think that's it.
What all is eligible in this? Is everybody ready?
Do what?
What? Is all the, everything that's being done can tip? Can you use tip money for it?
The hot water heater wouldn't be. Everything else would be, I think.
Everything else would be okay?
I think so. Sounds like it, because it's all inside and it all stays.
Yeah, the rest should be fine. It's just the water heater that would be.
Yeah. So the total, you got $115,850 written down. Is that what you're asking for? Do you know?
No.
I mean, did you have a total you were asking for?
Yeah, I believe so. There should be some quotes there from
there's
the contractor.
There's four of them.
The electrician and the plumber. So that's basically okay. What we're looking for funds for is...
Here, come get
okay. Your so it'd be...
It is $35,850.
Towards back.
What's the water heater, though?
Take off the plumbing. I mean, the bathroom. Or the hot water heater.
Yeah. I didn't find it.
That'd be what plumbing. That bill would be going off. $39.50.
Well, probably not going to pay all of it anyway.
Quality blacktop. Buck Banner, which was $3,800. And Wickert Electric, $6,300.
Oh, it's not broke down.
And you don't have a price of my water either.
So what'd you say, 35?
Shane Williams,
five,
the contractor.
$31,900.
His estimate is
$21,900.
Well, so the one with the water heater on it isn't broke down. So with that on it would be 35,850 total, but that's including the water heater because it's not broke down to be able to subtract roughly what that would be.
Yeah, but we don't pay for the hot water
heater. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't have that quote broke down to where you can see what it's going to cost.
Yeah, he's just got total $39.50
yeah.
There.
Our water heater's now around $800,000.
$1,000. Yeah, that's probably fair.
Okay.
So you can take that amount off, $1,000.
So it'd be
$950.
How'd you get 35?
$34,850. Is that what you get,
Natalie? She had $35,850.
Yeah. That was before the $1,000, so it'd be $34,850
yeah.
Is what I've got.
That was $34,850 is what I got.
Okay.
Yeah. You need it any more, you think?
No,
okay.
What do we got? 41 roughly left?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah.
I got that.
I'm sure that
basically what TIF usually is?
They do both. We do both.
Yeah.
We do some loans.
About
$6,500.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
So.
What?
What's everyone thinking?
I want to give them all the blacktop and half of everything else.
Why is that?
Oh, because that's just what I feel. I don't really have a reason. Because you people are going to give them all of it, and I can vote no, and it'll sail right on by me.
So, you people, you're saying you know what I would vote for?
Well, not always, sometimes.
So, you turn your phone on. What's blacktop?
Yeah. Subtract off 38.
Would be 15, 525 would be half of that after the blacktop's been full.
So, what's somebody
else? So, you're saying half.
So, you're paying, saying
15.
The blacktop full, and then half of the rest. So, it'd be 15, 525.
Would be what you suggest. I didn't make a motion, I just said
I know.
That. Okay.
I know.
About half and half, now we're done and passed.
Pat's wife will probably hate me for suggesting half right now. At least she won't be as mad as she was that one night when she left here. When Sheila.
Oh, with Sheila, yeah. She was mad that night.
Yes, she was.
She knows where you live.
She'll find
so that'd be 1900 you're saying for blacktop.
No, you said all.
No, all the blacktop.
Oh, all the blacktop. Yeah.
And then half of the rest.
Blacktop is 3800.
The blacktop's outside visible work. Make it look beautiful there.
And you didn't have a price for the new sign yet, did you?
No,
I didn't
not
see
yet.
One.
No.
Okay.
$29.50
Would you say it'd be 15 something?
$5.25
Half 17th, 4.5
How much you get
15?
Half of
everything.
Yeah.
You take water, you're off. If you take drain.
But we need to explain the loan part because everybody goes home and doesn't understand the loan.
$15,002 buy plus full blacktop.
What?
15. Hang on. 18,825 Is that what you're coming up with, John?
What'd you come up with?
18,825
No, that's not what I came up with.
39.50
Did you take the water heater out?
I took $1,000 off. I'm using my head. I'm not using the calculator.
Oh. Good grief. Mine didn't clear out. See, my half the time it don't clear out.
I got $17,750
You got $17,750 and I got $18,000
Y'all are the ones making the decision, not me. I just rate the number.
$29.50
$21,800 $6,300
$6,300
divided
by 2 15
Yeah, $31.50
Yes. And that's
$1,900
onto that.
Actually,
$29. No. Hey, I realized we were doing math class tonight, man. That's rough.
Yeah,
I know. I just looked at that.
Yeah, $19,300 when you do everything at half, and then the quality blacktop on full fall. $19,325
Yeah. You got 2 minutes to left of the meeting here.
19,325
However you want to do that spot or talk.
Whatever. I mean, that's what I got. 19,325
here.
Yeah, because it's absolutely 17,425 So it's a little bit more.
$19,325.
$325,000.
The dog tried to bite me earlier today, so.
So you got $19,325, what are you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna give it to him in a grand.
No, I was just gonna give it to him in a grand, and that was it.
That loan stuff is irritating. You guys don't have to deal with it.
And, I mean, we just need to make sure we're doing the grants, like you said, have some kind of.
Stipulations?
Yeah.
A yearly payout, like, you don't have to pay anything, but you have so much per year, like, this is almost $20,000. Four years, you get $5,000 credit per year. Stay up if you sell it.
The bid for the trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already put it out.
I like that.
See, you see what I'm saying? If you said, hey, we'll give you $5,000 credit per year that you stay, you don't have to pay. Yeah, you can sell it or close within that time, within that 5 years. But you get credit for every year, so during 2 years, it'll only be the $10,000.
You fall in that, okay?
What?
I'm gonna need you to break that down if that's what the way we go.
When we make the motion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have to be, I mean, we could do it.
Yeah, because they have to write it in the ordinance.
Yeah, it's 6:30.
Okay.
All right.
Everyone stand, please. Now, we gotta close the TIF meeting.
Close TIF meeting. There you go.
Okay.
A pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Hey, thank you, everybody, for coming. Okay, roll call, Natalie.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Smotlow.
Here.
Mayor Cindy Gunner.
Here. Okay, we have a quorum. Need to approve the minutes of February 24th.
Thanks.
And then after that, we will do the closed session minutes.
I approve the minutes of February 24th.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now I need somebody to make a motion to approve the closed session minutes. Did everybody read those and then hand them back to Natalie after they're read?
It's okay, Nathan. I wrote you a check.
That's all right,
thank you. Okay. Everybody got them turned back? Oh.
No.
Kindle store. Okay.
Sorry, Susan.
Sign these. I
didn't think so. No, just turn them back into
Natalie. That's Natalie's signature.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I signed it.
It's getting shredded anyway,
yeah,
so it's okay.
We only keep one.
Make a new copy.
I got mine. Thanks, sir.
Okay, somebody want to make a motion to approve the closed session minutes from February 24th?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Have any report, Natalie?
Not today. Okay.
Thank you. And Treasurer's report?
Other than the Treasurer's report, I don't have anything.
Okay, thank you. Attorney's report, Attorney Collins?
Nothing for me, thank you.
Okay. No engineer. Any public comments, petitions?
You got something you want to say?
I just wonder, are they going to
condemn that license, send them point by trailer to burn, or what they're gonna do with that? Junk down there and dump it now, of course.
It's gonna be condemned, but even after it's condemned, they have 90 days to fix the problem.
Can they live in it and stuff?
Yeah, for 90 days.
Oh, they can't live there?
Yeah, for 90 days. They have 90 days to correct it, and then once, after those 90 days pass, then they can't be there anymore.
On the whole property?
Well, they can't live in it. They can be on the property, it's their property.
Right.
But they can't live in the, they can't habitate the trailer after 90 days if it's not fixed.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, I didn't know. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your concern.
Okay, anyone else? Okay. Committees, Finance, Insurance, Zoning, Alderwoman Sally Clark?
Nothing to report this time.
Sewer, Alderman Livingston?
Nothing.
Streets and Alleys, Alderman Long?
Nothing at this time.
Okay. Police, ESDA, Alderman Ward?
Chris, you have anything?
No, wrong Chris.
This Chris.
Yeah, wrong Chris.
Sorry. There's too many Chris's in our world, let's be honest. Tanner's still doing fine. He's still passing everything, so he's on schedule for graduation. His graduation is on April 24th, I think it is. So we're about, we got about a month and a half left, month left before he's done. Got the tires and the brakes and stuff taken care of on the Durango that we did approve with the last council meeting that I was at. Besides that, though, I think it's going. More than planned for right now, minus being two guys short.
Yep.
So,
Danny, you have anything?
We got the radios. They weren't exactly the ones that we wanted because the guy sold them out from underneath of us, but he gave us the ones we wanted to start with for the same lower price. So we still ended up with six Motorola radios. The truck's here, it's outside. Anybody want to see it afterwards? It's not bad for 2008, but other than that, we're just waiting to see what the weather does.
Okay.
Water, Alderman Miller?
I don't have anything right at this time.
Okay. Utilities, publications, public builds, buildings and grounds, Alderman Long?
Nothing.
Tourism, Alderman Miller?
Yes, I went to a meeting here last week, I believe it was, the Illinois Institute of Rural Affairs. They had a their annual meeting in Springfield, and I'm still going through the information. There's all kinds of monies out there for everything, but it's just deciding what we really need it for and how to go about it. And there was so much to take in that now I'm still waiting on some information. So, but okay. It was pretty interesting.
Okay.
I believe Erin, if she's here, she was there also, so she might have got more than I did. But some of the classes we were in the same, some of the classes we were separated, which was good.
Yeah.
Community Garden. The next item business that's really coming up is going to be March the 28th. And it's all down to Sycamore Acres. And if anybody wants to volunteer to come down that day and help plant, bring some knee pads or whatever, we're going to plant seeds. So, and I think at this time it's just going to be early stuff like lettuce and stuff like that. And then later on we'll get into tomatoes. But it's going to be, I think it's going to be nice if it turns out well, if we have a good growing season. I think it would be a plus for the community. So if you can make it, March 28th. And just keep an eye out on Facebook. It's been posted on there and probably continue to be posted. So. And that's all I have on the tourism.
Okay, thank you. TIF, Alderman Spotlow?
Just what's in new business.
Okay. Citizens Committee, Amanda's not here. Christmas Committee, Kenny Hickey's not here. Economic Development, Aaron, anything new?
Did you want to talk about the Illinois 250 that Jenny...
Yeah, I sent the form back in today.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So, yeah. Same thing as Kendall. There's a lot of information.
Yeah.
There's the housing stock survey that was completed, but with Michelle's by believing the partnership, it's in a little bit of limbo, but we connected with people for that so that all that work didn't go to waste. They're going to separate Cuba, Lewistown, and Canton's information now, so we'll have all of Lewistown's individually so we can go for grants for that. Talked to a lot of people, still moving things forward.
Yeah. When she asked me, that first question was, you know, the United States birthday, the 250th signing the Declaration of Independence and all that, they're wanting every community to participate. So Jenny from up at Canton had contacted Aaron and Elaine Stone. So we're going to have the 250 thing with the Elderly Masters Day in August, August 22nd. So I sent in the form today to okay it, so that way they will advertise it for us also and get promotion papers, flyers, and other stuff out for us. So we'll be in with the everything with the state advertising for.
I know the American Legion purchased a 250th anniversary flag to fly up here at the memorial.
Oh, nice.
So they'll be hanging that up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Public Works Report, Evan.
We were looking at a grant for wastewater. Josh Mercer is supposed to be checking on that. We had to contact some people to see if Lewistown would qualify for that with poverty level. So hopefully it's something we can get and do some upgrades down there as they're working on the water too. So, and then the other stuff's just all new business.
Okay. All right. Okay, unfinished business. Discuss act upon Janice Coldglazer's liquor license. Had a committee meeting prior to the council meeting, and it was discussed that they're just moving from one location to another. They won't have both businesses open at the same time. The committee suggested that we approve it. So, anybody got any questions? I just need a motion and a second for that.
Okay, motion to approve the liquor license for Coldglazer's with all the stipulations to close one place before they open the other place and on and on and on.
A second.
Okay, roll call.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jen Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Thank you. New business. Discuss act upon purchasing a Public Works truck.
That's what I've been just going to do.
Yep, I'm going to go with that 450 model on that. It's got boxes checked. The gentleman from the tree built it, does it. This is all state price, so he said whatever you choose, write down that price, and that's your final price. Which I totaled out, I wrote at the bottom of the front page.
Okay. And discuss, we're going to get the snowplow for it from somewhere else, right?
Yes, so we'll be getting a snowplow. I checked on that. Dave and Cindy had given me a card, a new place open in Macomb, so I talked to them, and their price is quite a bit cheaper if we're fully installed on that. That's something I can put on the next agenda if we go with a truck, and I can lock in that price with that gentleman prior to April 10th. Anything after that is also cost goes up, don't know how much, but I can get it.
The guy in Macomb will sell you the same snowplow they were going to put on for a little bit over a couple $1,000 less.
So are you happy with this one?
Yeah.
You like this one?
Yep. We've had Fords for a long time. We've had a few Dodges, a few Chevys, but Fords usually give a lot of options with the chassis for different weight classes and stuff that keep a pretty standard truck.
This is what you want.
Yep, and that's a gasser. Which I guess that's written on the second page top left. Is wood engine and stuff like that's in there. I went with gas, I didn't go with diesel, I stuck with the gas.
Is that what you budgeted?
I mean,
I know what he wants.
Yeah, we got,
I just didn't know what the total was.
And that account is about a little over 200, I think it's like 204. So we're getting towards the end of the year.
Right,
and
yeah.
Another, yep. So.
Need it.
I make a motion we purchase this truck.
I'll check it.
Alder Person Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jen Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Discuss act upon purchasing Public Works trailer.
Yep.
Evan, you again.
Now, this trailer is an enclosed trailer. We go to, you know, water leaks, sewer breaks, storms, anything, and
I know we're not a big town, but we're always traveling back and forth because you either don't have the right clamp or you don't have, you know, your third pump with you or something. This way, we went the larger one, the 24 footer. After talking to Dave, then we can just keep everything in it. You can pull it up. You don't have to worry about if the truck's broke down. You can find another truck to pull the trailer there. The house is, you know, hopefully everything we want, all our clamps, parts, is just all on site, so there's no leaving. Whatever we have, we'll keep it inventory in there and just keep it inside and pull it to the leaks when we need it.
Okay. I make a motion we buy his trailer.
One second. You going with him to get it?
No. I'm not. I learned that short trip.
Roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye. You get a girl, can you put him in the
hospital? Discuss act upon purchasing a breaker for Public Works.
This breaker will be for the new excavator that you guys had got us a few years ago. We have one for our skidster, but the Bobcatcher is more mobile. For that aspect, Main Street's a hard one for us to do. Deepwood's got concrete. There's areas around town that got concrete. So, looked up two breakers. The hydraulic breaker would work best for us. And it's he didn't give me a price sheet on that yet. He's supposed to email today, but it is $13,000 flat. And that's out of Bobcat, Peoria.
Okay.
Is where we purchase, the same place we purchased the excavator. So this would save us, like, the last leak that we just had on Main Street, you know, I had to call a contractor to come in. Yeah. Well, you do that so many times, you might as well just go.
Nice.
Well,
I make a motion we buy this. Do we need it?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Okay. Discuss act upon IPWMN, Illinois Public Works Mutual Aid Network.
Yeah, so Evan and I asked Chris Hilly to come explain this better to you guys so you understand a little bit more of what it's about.
Good evening. and Mayor Goddard was at a meeting with us in January where we discussed this with the local mayors. One of the giant things you see in municipalities is the police department's probably part of ILEAS, I would assume. Your fire department's part of MABUS. This is the exact same thing except for Public Works. This is essentially buying cheap insurance, so that way if something big pops off, you've got somebody to call. The county is a member, Canton is a member, two other villages are likely joining this month. We've got a township that's a member. Essentially, this gives you access to everything in the state for mutual aid for Public Works.
Yep.
This is no different than ILEAS for MABUS or your Public Works Department. We've seen it. We've used it. We've had our highway departments go to other counties. And I would strongly recommend that if that opportunity ever arises to go ahead and do that, because you learn a lot when you go out on mutual aid. It's just something to consider, and you're not required to go. So if something pops off, like right now north of us, tornadoes on the ground,
yeah,
horrible events unfolding, if they call, you do not have to go. It is not a requirement, just like maybe the ILEAS, I believe, is same exact function,
except the first 12 hours, right? Once you commit, you have to get, I was reading through it, and you have to give them 12 hours, which is okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, and, I mean, but you also know when you ask for people, you're going to have them for 12 hours.
Yeah, so there's just no way
before they can call them back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would be, to me, it wouldn't be worth it to go for right. Like an hour or two.
No.
Yeah.
By the time you get
yeah.
your stuff there, whatever their request,
yeah.
they may be requesting a backhoe and operator.
I mean, granted, Evan apparently drives like a party animal, but that's okay. I would have stopped, just for the record.
So this doesn't actually cost us anything.
It's $100 a year.
A year.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that would be able to, where, like, if he had the brake on Main and we wouldn't have had the breaker, he could have called and asked for Havana or Canton to come help, and they would have been able to come in and mutual aid with him.
Yeah, I feel like that's where Canton helped a lot.
with the tornado with Brian. I was assuming that was probably part of that project because they were down this way. And I was talking like, why are you guys all the way down here? And I'm sure they're part of that too, so.
Is it from just emergencies only or is it like?
In that brochure, it lists off a lot of stuff on the slideshow. It talks about some stuff that they have, like back trucks, bucket trucks, chippers, equipment.
Earthquakes, looking, sandbagging.
If we get earthquake, call them.
Terrorism.
So if we need to like scarify Main Street or something and that, we don't have the equipment, we could get on the list for something like that.
That's a question.
Is that something?
What was the exact?
No.
Mill on Main Street or something, or not, maybe not Main Street, but a street or something, milling it?
I would look at it as unplanned events.
Okay.
So if you're planning something, which I'll use a caveat for that, I would say, let's say you're re-chipping Main Street.
Sure.
I would doubt that.
Okay.
But let's say you're planning a large scale event, and this happened up in northern Illinois somewhere. One of the jurisdictions requested extra barricades and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was able to be used.
Okay.
But I would say for routine maintenance or activity along those lines, I don't think that would qualify.
Okay, but what if it was like an emergency, if there was a water break under the street?
And, that's different. And that's an emergency.
A sinkhole, then they sinkhole would come or something.
Then we'd call it. Yeah.
And the good thing about it, you request the equipment you want or need, so have it be like, this is what I need, I don't need
this. Sure. Yeah. Right.
Well, I think for $100 a year, I don't know how it could go wrong.
Yeah, it would be a good choice.
Put something in our back pocket.
Yeah.
Motion.
Same thing I told my
wife. I'll make a motion. We know you just take it.
There you go.
You second. I'm tired.
Are you? Okay, I'll second it then. Just let me know when you're tired, and I'll take care of it.
Roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Thank you, Natalie.
Yes.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Chris.
Thank you for coming.
If you need me, holler.
Will do. Thank you.
Yep.
Discuss act upon Lucky Lion TIF application.
TIF meeting, requesting money for the parking lot plumbing, contractor work, and wiring. The total amount was 35,340, I think.
So it was 19,300.
Well, the whole total was.
The whole amount.
Gotcha.
It was proposed to give him half of everything and all of the black topping, which came out to the
19,325.
There you go.
And then we would have on that would be in the form of a grant.
With, and stipulation.
With 3865 a year, it's 5 years. So if he sells or gets rid of it within the 5 years, you know, whatever, if he has 2 years left, it'd be the 70.
So since you know how to say that, why don't you make a motion?
All right, I'll make a motion that we approve the TIF agreement with the name that I want to say the other.
Lucky Line.
Lucky Line, yeah.
And for $19,325.
Yeah.
With that being a 5-year forgivable grant, $3,865 a year credit. They wouldn't have to pay anything. We'll give them the $19,325 every year. He burns off $3,865 of that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Pat.
Okay.
Does that sound okay to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now you understand because you've done this before. TIF is a reimbursement operation.
Correct.
You bring it in after you paid for it, and then you get reimbursed.
Correct.
Right?
I understand that, yep.
And this, we just talked about this a couple meetings ago, that we didn't want to hand people money, and they turn around and sell the building 6 months later.
Correct.
So that's part of this obligating you for 3 or 4 years or whatever.
Makes
okay?
sense, yep.
But he still has an out, so I mean, it just you pay the rest of halfway through.
It's a 5-year period, is that what
you're saying? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that.
38, how much?
38.65 a year is what you'd get credit.
But you'll get the whole, you know, you got 19,325.
Yeah, you have receipts.
But if you quit at 2 years or sold it,
then you'll owe what's left of the other 3 years.
38.65.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
It'll be all right for you.
Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
It's presentation of bills. Approve bill properly endorsed.
Approve all bills properly endorsed be paid.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I forgot. You had to do a roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Sorry.
Aye.
Jen Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlaw.
Aye.
No closed session. And adjournment.
I'm Moses Buren.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Close.